Highbridge Audio presents Eye Contact, a novel by Cammie McGovern. Read by Julia Fletcher. Kevin is fine, Miss Lattimore, their fifth grade teacher, told them. Just fine. He's had a little bit of brain damage, that's all. She held up her hand, thumb and forefinger out, so they all saw. Just an inch of brain damage. If he has trouble doing certain things, like talking, for instance, or getting around, remember, inside, he's just the same. She closed her inch-measuring fingers into a fist and thunked her chest. He has exactly the same feelings you do. Kara and Suzette eyed each other. Suzette's father's secretary was Kevin's aunt. They already knew Kevin wasn't fine. That he used a walker and could only operate one side of his face. Drool was a problem, as was the bathroom. Kevin used to be a regular boy no one thought much about until last summer, when he rode his bike helmetless down the long hill of Brewster Boulevard into the side of a Pepperidge Farm bread truck and for 2 days lay in a coma with a missing kidney and bleeding on the brain. Now he was more interesting. When he appeared in the doorway for his first day back at school, Kara was ready, hands clasped in front of her, a frozen smile of welcome on her face. Weeks ago, she had decided that she would befriend Kevin upon his return, help him with his tray at lunch, unzip his backpack, retrieve his pencil case for him if need be. She wasn't afraid of him, the way everyone else so obviously was, watching as he inched his way into the room, silver metal walker first, his mother wearing bright red lipstick and a scarf tied over pink sponge curlers.